Active listening is a key component. It's a key skill in doing motivational interviewing well. And I like the idea of thinking about active listening as a muscle for a couple reasons. You know, one is that we all have muscles and we all listen. And probably too many of us think that we listen well. I don't know if the metaphor continues that we all think we have bigger and better muscles than we have. But in that sense, I think we unrealistically evaluate how well we listen. And it is very, very key because you need to listen so well that you don't just hear the words and are able to reflect the words, but you need to hear the emotion, the doubt, maybe the insincerity, the confusion, and you need to be able to reflect that back. You need to hear it, understand it, and respond to it in such a way that it's reflected back to the individual so that they can use that then to help themselves move along. So in other words, if you hear that somebody is very doubtful about their ability to work, then you reflect that back. You know, you seem to be very doubtful. You know, you seem to be concerned. You seem to be scared about your ability to get this job. You know, tell me more about that doubt. And so to reflect that back so that people go deeper into themselves is one piece of doing active listening real well. You want to pull them out of themselves and move them along. One of the things that I, when I'm training on this, I teach students to conduct an interview at least 30 minutes and just do active listening. Ask no questions. Don't ask a single question. Just reflect, 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 reflect. And the reason I'm bringing that up is that many people will actively listen for a while, and then they start asking questions. And it's not to say that questions are bad or wrong, but what I'm trying to say is that you can get oftentimes deeper information, a deeper understanding of the person, and therefore they get a deeper understanding of their own internal process and where they want to go and what they think and what they want to do if you keep listening and reflecting that back.